This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monane and read by Victoria Osunde.
Tuesday, November 27th. God's word to you today is pressing need. Our scripture reading is taken from Proverbs 29, verse 18, the Voice translation, and it says, "Where there is no vision from God, the people run wild. But those who adhere to God's instructions know genuine happiness." Vision is crucial, mainly because life is a series of problems, challenges, trials, and opportunities. The fact that you are moving from solving one problem in your life to another does not mean something or someone is hunting you. It is not special to you. That is just life. Life is a series of problems, and you get promoted for the problems you solve. But if you do not have vision, you go around in circles. Vision is what enables you to see the solution in a problem and not run away or try to pray the problem away. If you do not have vision, you will be consumed with problems and conclude that the world is against you, instead of seeing the opportunities hidden even in the problems. Thank God that He has vision in His plans for us, in Jesus' name. Regardless of the kind of problem you are faced with, regardless of the weight and the challenge, regardless of the dimension of the area, you can find a solution if you are willing to capture a God-given vision. Which do you typically focus on, the problems or the solutions? Be brutally honest with yourself. If you focus on the problems, I'm happy to announce to you that over the next few days, a shift will happen in your life, in Jesus' name. When you think of being a visionary, what typically comes to mind? Do you feel that being a visionary will be too demanding, or do you feel that you do not even have the capacity or time for it? Or that the people around you do not get the depth of vision you are projecting? Have you ever had the privilege of benefiting from someone's vision or of people benefiting from your vision? Proverbs 29 verse 18 says, "When people do not accept divine guidance, they run wild." The New International Version puts the same verse this way: "Where there is no revelation, people cast off restraint." And the King James Version says, "Where there is no vision, the people perish." When the people do not accept divine guidance, they run wild, out of character. But when you have a vision for your life, a God-given vision, it constrains you and builds character in you. Vision comes from God, and vision is crucial. Let us pray. Father, may it please you in this season to open my eyes and heart to the vision you have for my life. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.